Dude, terrible. I was thinking about it. I would be a terrible father. Because it's like, I think, you know, you think about it, like, you, we were talking about this. You like, the disappointment you feel directed at your own father.
Oh, my God.
Who's an adult.
Exactly.
You know? And it's like, if a four-year-old is like, I shit myself, I'm like, come on, dude.
Dude, chill.
Clean it up.
Just chill out.
You're being a fucking asshole.
You would just name
right
your kid anything he's doing. You'd be like, come on, Screamy.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Shitty.
Come on, I forgot to vaccinate you, E.
Yeah. I don't
know. Come on, haven't gotten your shots.
If I had a kid, I'd have to start drinking again. For their own sake. I mean it.
You'd be a better father as an active alcoholic.
I would, honestly would.
Yeah.
I'm a better friend when I'm drunk. I'm just a shittier driver.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true. Yeah.
It's
I don't think
a
that's
trade-off.
True. Don't drink, Nick.
No, it is true. That's why it became a problem, is because I'm better when I'm drunk.
Hell yeah.
You were too charming, so you had to quit drinking?
Literally,
he was
yes.
So sick of stand up.
Shut
yeah,
up.
I was better at comedy. I was a nicer guy.
Really?
Yeah, so complimentary.
That's because you're dry. That's because the drink is a symptom of the disease.
All right, enough with your politics.
So if you're not working on yourself.
He's not wrong, but it's like, I'm not going to work on myself. Right. I'm just going to I'm just gonna sit here
you're
thinking about it.
Well, you're dry drunk then. Why else get sober than to live a better life?
Oh,
well, here's the trade-off.
Oh, you can be a dry drunk? Is that what they teach you in the fucking program? Or
yeah, the idea is that you drank because you have some kind of like problem. It's like you hate yourself or whatever.
Right. Which,
and
yes,
then,
clearly.
Which you do.
Sure. But it's like alcohol, here's what they'd lie to you about. They're like, alcohol isn't the solution. It's like, yes, it is. It literally is.
It's a short-term solution.
The problem is that the solution has side effects like any medication would.
Right.
That being, you go to jail.
Yes.
You know, like
you wake
you
up
commit,
bleeding,
you commit
statutory rape.
Yeah, you commit.
You wake up in an Australian man's bed.
Yeah, right. Those are just side effects.
Who lied to you and said he didn't
if you
rape
you? Cancer, if you have cancer,
I just wake
not
up
be
like
well,
I had
chemotherapy.
Hold on. We're
chemotherapy isn't the solution because, like, you know, this guy's throwing up or whatever, his fucking hair's falling out. The same thing with, you know, alcohol. So when you just stop drinking and you don't, like, the only reason I haven't started again is because, like, my life just got, like, exponentially better from like a financial standpoint. Like,
right.
So
right.
Almost the second I stopped drinking. Like, I mean, true. I quit drinking and like a month later, I put the money together to move to New York. Yeah. I got like I made a bunch of money writing. I was like able to move to New York. Then that kept getting better. And like, there was only maybe 2 months the entire time I've been in New York where it was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
So do you have any gratitude for that?
No.
That's your problem. That's why you're dry and miserable, because you have no gratitude in your life.
Yes, that is
true. Because you have so many gifts and wonderful things that you should be grateful
for. But with drinking, you don't need the gratitude. You can just be drunk, and then it benefits everyone around you, which is honestly kind of, it makes you a better person.
But that's alcoholic thinking. That's the thing inside you that wants to destroy you.
Ian is 100% right now.
Of course, Nick should go to therapy. We tell him all the time. There's 100 things he should do that would help him, but listen. You know?
Well, just even working on yourself and taking all the gifts that you have and giving it
the only,
away
the
to
only reason
else.
To stay
what
sober
about
is
giving
to get
yourself
sober enough
up to, job,
to make a
dude.
Better argument than you know, you, so you can focus and sit down and convince
and post better
and convince the people that you are supposed to be drinking.
But I'm pointing holes in everything that you're saying.
No, you're not.
And Ian is stupid.
There's no holes in it.
There's so many holes.
If something
Nick,
you do,
you're being a little bit of Swiss cheese right now.
If something you do is beneficial to all the people around you.
But
detrimental
it's not.
To yourself.
But what about yourself?
What about yourself?
Why are you such a people pleaser that you want to benefit other people to
I don't.
The detriment
I also
want to
be drunk because it makes me feel better. It's like the trade-off
but you
is
could
it's
feel
bad,
better
it's
without
bad for
the
my
drink.
Physical health. Yeah, but you make this trade-off with everything on different scales. It's like fucking like a food addiction or anything or not exercising. Your body is like designed to deteriorate and die. In fact, this like cult of longevity is something that's like a deeper sickness than any kind
oh,
of fucking
terrible.
Alcoholism.
It's terrible.
So, I mean, honestly, because like, and there's science to back this up, that the best thing is actually moderation. But it's like difficult to, for, you know, somebody, if you're
for
an alcoholic,
brain,
to,
sure.
to, yeah, to manage moderation. But the best thing is moderation. What? Is it working?
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. So anyway, Nick.
All I'm saying is that you have an incredible life now, sober. And if you had a modicum of gratitude, I think you would feel better.
Sure, yeah, but you can practice like, oh, I should be grateful for all these things. And I'm obviously,
especially
like,
for
that,
me,
you know, I do it or whatever.
But why don't you take some of the good things that you have?
But it's like
and
it's sort of a snowball thing where you worry
like
about
who, like your friend Ian.
No. You worry about like, oh, I should be feel better about my life or whatever because I am very lucky and like this all this happened. And then
but
you
it's
feel
not
bad
so much
about
luck,
not
it's hard work. Like you've done the work.
No, let's not get crazy.
It's like you know, oh, I feel bad about not feeling those things, and then it like compounds and it all kind of like snowballs.
Yeah, but if you make a daily gratitude list of things you're grateful for,
all right. But this is like so far from
well,
like
I'm
not
saying,
not being funny
okay,
at all.
Well, you know, life's not always.
It's
funny.
Ultimately still a comedy podcast.
Well, it would be
is
funny
poppers,
if you volunteered.
Okay, let's. True. I did volunteer work.
So do it again.
It's actually, it was kind of shitty. I mean, like working in a food bank is mostly like they make you like police homeless people.
Hey,
they're like, don't let her get two milks. And I'm like, am I supposed to feel good about that?
Chill, bitch.
Yeah.
You have a fucking hose.
At, I
you turn
yelled
on the homeless.
At for not, because like, I'm not enforcing any of those fucking rules.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? It becomes like a problem between me and management.
I was called
the
mustard man.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to get fired from a job that pays $0.
You know what I'm going to do? I was called the mustard man up in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to start drinking again. I'm going to slide
Nick,
back.
Nick, don't.
No.
I mean it. Give me a shot.
Let's
I
hear them whiskey? Out.
I just need one. I just do give. I
Let's
just
hear
get
them
one
out.
Chance.
We'll give them 3 months.
If I mess it up, fine. You get the farm. I walk away. That's the deal, and it's a good deal. You just need to believe me. You just need to give me a shot. Just give me a chance. I'll prove it to everybody. I'll prove it to everybody. I can do it. I probably could. I couldn't.
No, there's no way. Weren't you saying you were reading all those, like, you were reading, like, articles where it was like,
I'm your sponsor.
No, he's not. He doesn't need a sponsor.
I don't need a fucking sponsor.
But weren't you reading articles where it was someone who was exactly the same? Was like, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to have a couple
drinks.
Well,
yeah, no, it was some woman that was saying, like, because I do that every, like, 6 months or so. Because, I mean, honestly, like, what kept me sober for years was, like, I got sober when I was 24.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to quit drinking till I'm 30. And I've been 30 for, like, a year now. And it's like, well, you know, I mean, it was a project. It was like, I'm going to be sober for the last half of my 20s and see, like, focus on what I'm doing.
You've been sober since 24?
Since I was 24.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm going to focus on the shit that I'm doing. And like,
wait, didn't
like,
you just get sober again when we met?
No. Well, we met five
when he
years
moved,
ago.
Six
no,
years
he
ago.
Got
yeah.
sober before he moved here. I got sober like
but
just
right
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 5 years
the whole
ago,
time,
damn.
The whole Baltimore, D.C. era, my man was drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
But when I saw you down in New Orleans, you were sobs.
Yeah, it was. I like, got sober.
That was
and,
such
like,
a letdown. It's like, oh, I'm going to go to New Orleans with my biggest alcoholic friend.
Right? And then they're sober.
And
dude,
then he's like,
sober
dude,
in your
dude,
mid-20s.
Dude, I'll stop drinking.
Yeah.
It's fucking
You're
terrible.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to be silent on Sarah's iPad the entire trip.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was like, you know, it's like, this is like it was like a tangible goal.
Right.
Just like get sober, focus on like my career or whatever, like really try with stand up and not just like be drunk and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but then now I have like no friend, you know, like,
well,
it's just,
what were you saying? You every 6 months you do what you look into being able to drink again.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So like I read like a fucking, just like some Quora or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, well, can you drink again? Like what, like. And some lady was like, yeah, my husband was sober for a very long time, and then he started drinking again. Started off with just one drink on New Year's with friends, and I thought, you know what, that's fine or whatever. And then a couple weeks later, he wanted to have a glass of wine with dinner, and I thought, well, that's fine, because I usually do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, by May, he wouldn't leave the basement.
Damn, man.
It's like, yeah, that's probably exactly right. The problem is that drinking rules.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best.
It's fucking being drunk. Like, I tell you, they're lit, and you probably can't disagree with me on this, but there is no greater feeling than first falling off the wagon.
Oh, dude.
Nothing.
The first tip of your toes to the top of your head.
Yeah.
Just that warm vodka blanket.
Dude, that's what happened. I was
that
fucking
first
sober.
Line of coke.
Nothing feels it's better incredible. Than when you fall off the wagon and it's like, this is what emotions are.
Dude,
you know,
could
it's
you,
like, this
could
what,
you,
this
yeah,
is
but then the
fucking,
thing is, you feel that guilt and shame, and you're like, well, I got to get rid of this, so you keep getting fucked
that
up.
That doesn't happen to me until, like, the next day, because my problem is that I have, like, a consumption thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel great about drinking, but then as soon as I'm not actively drinking, I'm like, fuck, I'm losing it. I'm
right.
losing, like,
so then
my,
you keep drinking.
Even though I could be, I would continue to be drunk. Your body's, like, still processing the fucking alcohol. You could have... Right. But you could just be a normal person and have 7 or 8 beers and relax. Yeah. You know, but it's like
just a 12-pack and relax like a normal person.
Well, no, I mean,
what were you gonna say,
from
Adam?
3 p.m. a normal like drinking day of like 3 p.m. till fucking 11.
7 a.m.
7 or 8 beers is a normal
7
amount.
7 a.m. 7 a.m.
Well, the British would do that. I mean, sure. Back in the day, you
it's
would
continental
go to,
of
you would go to the pub. It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, you do a shot and beer, and then
you
go to
pound
the
on the door of the pub at 11 a.m. Yeah.
Because you're shaking.
I know you're in there, Rocco.
It's more shaking than pounding.
All right, lads. Time to go to the factory. We top up before the factory starts. Take a break out at noon. Back to the pub before heading to the factory
for
another 12
hours. Well, if you get the shakes, you're a better welder if you're an iron worker, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do. What were you going to say, Adam?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Dude, I just know that I... Like, I've been on the road.
Yeah, when you
nonstop.
Have a shitty job going to work drunk, you're like,
oh,
I'm
best.
Neo, dude. I'm fucking Neo. I beat the system.
To, yeah,
dude,
I would go
do, you
to
know
work
many,
so
do you know how many phone calls I had to make to go to my car to get vodka out of my glove box when I was a carpenter?
Yeah.
Fucking rule, dude.
Just drunk carpenter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just sloshing
I to
around.
I use my car phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know how many times I was like, oh, I need to go get a tool at my house to go get more drugs?
I worked at a call center, and I would show up to the call center drunk, but the they let me work from home at a certain point, and it was like, bad move.
Of course.
That's crazy. And I would start, because like my shift, I would pick the earliest shift I could so I would get out earlier.
Yeah.
So it was like, usually I would do like the 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. shift. It was just whatever an eight-hour block is. And I would start, I would like go get like, I would go to the beer store like 10 a.m.
Yes.
And then by the end of the shift, just like falling asleep on calls.
Yes.
And it's like the afternoon.
Yes.
And it's like, well, then I'm going to take a nap and then like go hang out with friends and do the real drinking.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, dude, that's the warm up.
And it doesn't even happen. And then it's like I'm blacked out and passed out by 7 p.m. Yeah. Everybody's like, okay, time to go have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've pissed myself.
Well, my favorite thing, and we talked about this a little bit, is like, so I've been on the road the whole month, and the first two weekends I was really good. I was like eating while I was exercising.
Right.
The last two weekends, dude, it just
broke
me.
Oh, that slow road depression.
And it's just like I'm on the schedule of get so fucked up, right? After the show, you crush, you know, you're trying to fuck, you're just getting drinks.
You keep that high going.
You keep the high going, you're getting fucked up. If you fuck and then you get to, and then like just have a nasty ass meal.
That's why I blew
a
Chinaman in Norway. Yeah.
Dude,
I have that high going.
So hungover.
I have such a fond memory of being in somewhere near Fort Stockton, Texas, in like an Econo Lodge in like the middle of nowhere in West Texas. Like, I got a gas station burrito and one of those, like, the Budweiser, like, 32-ounce, 40 or whatever.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And, I was just drinking and eating that microwave burrito, and I tried to beat off, and there was a mirror in the hotel room, and I was just, like, gross. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, dude.
Myself.
It's...
Yeah, dude, being on the being on the road is just so
when you
fucking
give up,
it hits.
That's why I'm so happy, right? I'm in the first week and a half of a relapse where I'm like, I just get, and you spend all day in bed hungover as shit. So I'm like, you have to drink a bunch of water. You have to like do everything you can to get ready for the show. But when the show rolls around, you feel awesome because you've napped all day. You drank like, I ate healthy
the
day. I've eaten like salads or like green juices.
Yeah.
And then I have a coffee right before I get on stage. So then you have the coffee plus the fucking drink. And you're like, time to get fucked up.
Yeah,
and there's
nothing
better than the second you get off stage and you're peaking for the day and you're like, all right, let's see where this goes. Fuck.
Well,
I got so drunk.
Chain smoke cigarettes and drink coffee when I'm on the road because it's like, I just stay up because I want to keep that feeling going. And
Hard, dude. The feeling, it feels so good.
I know.
It's hard to get to bed,
even when you're
healthy.
That's why, like, I used to go out and try to fuck, and I don't do that. And I'm, like, proud of myself because that can be, like, destructive in itself.
For sure.
You know.
But in the beginning, it's awesome.
Ooh,
getting so drunk.
I'm hungover right now.
Girl.
I don't know about you guys, but.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have
Adam.
A nice Monday?
Did you get it
nice
in?
Nice Monday? No, I didn't get it in. I was mature.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Just got drunk. Just
we
got
didn't
drunk.
Smash.
No, you just smoked weed out of a pussy chillum?
No. I just chilled with some homies who picked up my dog to watch it over Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Aww.
I mean, you were pretty drunk at Funny Moms.
That's where I got drunk.
That was Funny Moms.
It was good.
Yeah? I gotta come and do that.
I have to go to the airport, guys.
Ooh. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is fun. Thank you, fellas.
Yeah.